The time is near for our third annual Inside STL Wiffle Ball Tournament presented by Bud Light.
Hey.
Teams are full, but if you didn't get a spot, pre-register for our Washers Tournament for another chance to win prizes Saturday at Francis Park.
Anyone need a ride to the ballpark?
Just email your name to contact at InsideSTL.com for a spot. Prizes include a watch from Vince Aguirre Jewelers, and it's valued at over $200. Or just settle in and join us for some Bud Light, Maker's Mark, and pulled pork nachos served up by the all-new Dukes in Soulard and Truman's in Soulard.
What about the waffle fries?
Registration starts at 10 a.m. where a Kolache Factory will be bringing breakfast items, and our fields are brought to you by Yellow Bats, Gold's Gym, Lesher's Flowers, Captain Jim's Fireworks, FYE, and Smoking Barrels Barbecue. Trophies are provided by Ray Orff's Bowling and Trophies and will be awarded for the first place team. Yes, that means the highly coveted Bud Light Trophy is back, so pony up on Saturday, June 25th at Francis Park for a day full of fun for great causes.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Wow, I don't know who made this choice, but it was a wonderful choice. The Plow Mariner, Doug.
What, he's the Plow Mariner now? What'd I miss?
He'll be the Plow Royal in 3 days.
What, he roots for the opponents?
It seems like.
He didn't necessarily root for them. He predicted that they would win.
My name is whatever Timmy gives me.
Oh, boy.
I'm a huge fan of anything.
Boy, that's kind of disgusting, Plowsy. I'm disappointed.
You had Billy G's tonight?
No, actually, I have the luxury of being off all weekend. Get
wow.
to spend time with said girl. Get to go to the wiffle ball tourney, meet some listeners, and just enjoy myself. So be nice.
There's going to be some nice tail at that wiffle ball tournament presented by Bud Light, Doug. Telling you that. There actually is.
What time is it
starting? How do you know this?
11 a.m., Doug, me, Charlie, and my brother Danny take the field. I think we have our first game at 1:40. Would it be inappropriate for me to sleep until 12:30 and then get to the game at 1:45 just to keep the show tradition alive?
No, that's what I would expect to happen.
What do you mean by that? You sound disappointed.
Well, I was hoping we could play a little earlier so I could stay a little longer. But 1:40, that's our beginning game. The game's last how long? 40 minutes?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, but then our next game's like at 2:30.
Okay.
So we're not
Cardinals
gonna
have quit. A 3 o'clock game. I'm a little disappointed. I'm going to try to pull
Is
some
it really?
Strings.
3 o'clock? So one in Seattle?
I'm going to try to pull some strings and have the game move to a later time so I can
oh
swing by the
Oh, my God!
They won't mind, I wouldn't think. I'm going to contact Major League Baseball office.
That is to prove Timmy the Tickler for the fan pin.
I think it's a mistake. I think it's a good – he seemed like a great American.
Yeah.
Now people are trying to get Paul to post pictures of his wife by offering pictures of their wives. That's what's going on.
Kind of
on.
A one-for-one swap.
Yeah, that's what's going on now.
Wait a minute. Tomorrow's a 9 o'clock game. I think I might be able to swing by.
Look at this. Can you pitch?
Sunday is 3 o'clock. I didn't say I'd play, but yes, I can pitch.
Well, Doug,
I've been
there
working.
We go.
Mike Lee has been teaching me curveball, changeup, and how to hold the grips.
Well, it's different with a wiffle ball than a baseball.
Well, it's got holes in it, Doug.
Good, yeah, you yeah. recognize that.
Yeah. yeah.
Now people are upset with Paul because he waxes his chest.
I thought you liked
how
that,
How do we
Tim?
Know that?
When a gentleman waxes his chest, yeah. I like a hairy bear of a man.
Oh, how do you know this fellow waxes?
I don't know. You'll have to ask Tommy who just posted it. We get it, fella. You got a good-looking broad and you wax your chest.
Well, some
I guess
don't
Paul's
wax
got his it. Shirt unbuttoned and he's drinking. Doug, it looks like he's drinking a scotch or something. I think he's got there. You like this? Looks like something from the movie Swingers with Vince Vaughn and John Favreau.
Ocean's 11.
Why would he post that?
I don't know what's going on with this whole thing.
It is a shame. Anytime you post something on social media, people will like magnify it to just find some little detail that might not be. Oh, you got granite countertops there.
whatever you have, people will find fault with it. Whatever it is.
Well, anyway, it's a TMA fan page on Facebook. Feel free. Come on by. The water is warm. It is the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Doug, Ryan Kelly is the title sponsor of this program. And at 11:30, wow, you really are inspired about Ryan Kelly being the title sponsor.
I accidentally knocked the bell right off.
At 11:30, I will be heading to Ryan Kelly's world headquarters right there at 40 in Brentwood. to close on selling my condo to my young sister, Mara, and I am doing everything through Ryan Kelly, the best in the business. The best in the business.
Well, you made the right choice there, Tim. Because as someone who has dealt with Ryan Kelly, I had my mortgage refinanced with him. I know several people who have gone to have their mortgage done, and they will tell you, that was an easy choice. Boy, did I make the right choice there. And I'm sure that's what your sister will be saying when she gets her mortgage through Ryan Kelly. He is the number one mortgage lender for most loans closed in the entire Midwest. That's judged by the Scotsman's Guide, and it's for a reason. It's because he gets lower rates, better terms, and he makes the whole process very, very simple. He's got a team of busy little bees there. We've seen them in action. There's a lot of people at that office, and they work to make sure that you get just what you need, the absolute best loan, the best terms, and the whole thing doesn't take very long at all, you know, week, 2 weeks sometimes. They're closing loans right now in the low threes for 30-year mortgage, some in the twos for 15-year mortgage. Now is definitely the time to get it done. Here's the phone number.
You're going to start yelling at the listeners, aren't you?
314-781-9700. Here's the number. 314-781-9700.
I missed it. Can you do it one more time?
314. So, you know, it's basically inside 270. 781-9700. And if there's a lot more information you'd like to get before you call that number, go to the website, thehomeloanexpert.com.
And he's
Home
doing
Loan
a little,
Expert, LLC.
He's doing a little pledge drive, right?
Mount Rainier, which is right there over the city of Seattle. You can sometimes see it on a clear day.
Raising money for kids with cancer.
I got to get on that.
Yep. Tim, friendly heads up. Keisha Gray and Abella Danger have a four-scene series coming up on Brazzers. Go Cards. Not a big Abella Danger guy, Doug.
Who was that? No.
She won Best New Starlet at the AVNs in January. It was emotional because Carter Cruz, when she announced that she had won, started weeping because she was handing her crown to Abella. I'm just not that big of a fan. And then Abella's speech, it reminded me, and people have compared it to Bill Mazeroski's Hall of Fame speech, in which he was weeping so much during the acceptance speech that
really?
People couldn't understand it, and then he just eventually sat down. So people have compared Mazeroski to Abella.
I bet when you get to those AVN awards, I bet a lot of those porn star speeches are really something you would have expected to hear from Williams Jennings Bryan. Maybe Frederick Douglass, some of the great orators of all time.
Frederick Douglass was known as a great orator?
Yeah.
Therein?
Very, very similar to what you're going to hear out there in the San Fernando Valley.
Doug, this is Zambo.
Well, hello.
Hey, guys.
Yes, what now?
I got a question for you. So my parents have been married for 35 years. You know, everything's great.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wondering, have you guys ever wanted your parents to get a divorce just so you could have a stepdad?
No. Why? Why would I want a stepfather?
Well, you know, maybe your dad's not that good looking and you want someone hotter.
It's your father.
Yeah, but, I mean, come on.
Come on. I'm the weird one here? Is it me?
Just hear
it's
him,
him.
Out.
It's him.
You don't have to attack the callers.
That's the stupidest question I think I've ever heard.
It's a simple question.
And it's a stupid one. Your question, if I understand you, do you ever wish your parents would get a divorce so you could get a new, cute stepfather? That is your question?
Look, I just saw last night Daddy's Home with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah,
so
best
I think
picture.
it really puts Sambo's question in context.
I think
you
it's
never know.
The stupidest question I've ever heard. And I think it's him, it's not me.
You could hang out with him and he could buy you things.
Well, you could do that with your father, couldn't you?
Well, maybe. He's in jail, so.
Well,
it's a bad beat. Two outer.
That's all right. Well, I might see you guys on Saturday
for the
wiffle ball tournament.
Great. Can't wait for that.
Thank you, Zambo.
Why do you give the callers
Well, listen to some of the stuff they ask us.
Look, what a question is a question, and so they just present it, and you can give your feedback, but I don't think you should personally attack them.
Well, there is such a thing as a stupid question.
Doug, it's actually not a bad idea. Cucky seems to be having a good time with his stepdad. Thanks. It's Matt who bowls at Hank's.
Look, you can disagree with the question, but I think you should treat the callers with a little bit more respect.
That was really
that was Zambo.
It was a thought. It was a concept that not one time in my life had I ever even thought even remotely in those terms. Gee, I sure wish my parents would split up so I could get a new cute stepfather.
Clip that off immediately. Play it four times.
It's a stupid thought.
Play it during Frank's show, too. Guys, I'm streaming in Bali. Man, our listeners are wealthy. I'm streaming in Bali. It's 9:14 p.m. here, and you guys are coming in loud and clear. The wife isn't nearly as excited as I am. Thanks, Milt Thompson.
The old outfielder.
Yep, in Bali.
You really think he's in Bali? He's probably in Afton. He's probably in
Sea Monster, do you take offense to that as a graduate of Afton High School?
He's probably hitting golf balls at Tower T at Afton, and he's listening to it on the app. He's about 5 miles away from where we are right now. He's not in some fantastic resort in Bali.
Gee, I sure wish my parents would split up so I could get a new cute stepfather.
Oh, so you've said this in the past.
No, that's what I just said. What a stupid question.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, the audio argues otherwise. Guys, I'm streaming in Fenton. Thanks. That comes from Nada, St. Gabe's.
That I can believe.
By the way, it's Bali, not Bali.
Well, we've been saying Bali.
Isn't it Bali?
Bali.
Yeah.
Bali. Bali.
And he just said Bali, like, yeah, that's what I was saying.
Big difference.
Bobby Magic, a great friend of mine, a patriot, just texted me.
Human astronaut.
No, it's a different guy. That's the MVP. Is Zambo one of Doug's sons? I'm asking for a friend. Then he sent a little emoji next to it.
A little laughing emoji?
That's right.
Oh, that's how he finished it.
Yeah. Do you like an emoji, Doug?
I don't mind an emoji. I don't mind it. Do you care for one?
I was anti-emoji, and then I realized that they can be helpful in making a quick contact and not making a whole to-do over something.
I go to bed
musical
with
interlude.
A prayer that your son make love to me. Strange as it seems.
Thank you. I like random musical interludes.
Especially if it's the Communards, yeah.
I think it works. Rocky Pedraza, you are now a member of the fan page.
Rocco!
Think that's a real name?
Of course.
I don't know anymore. I'm just disappointed. I think you've opened the floodgates by allowing anonymous people in
there. But I've met these cats, yo. Yeah. People are liking the Morning After fan page, or the Morning After page, but that's not the page. It's the TMA fan page. We've got dueling fan pages.
Do you have more members than the other one now?
That's the non-compete. We have 3,399 members now.
And what about the other one?
The other one, well, I think there's a lot of members there. I mean, I'm still a member there who aren't necessarily active. So that one has like 5,200. But, I mean, this one's a month old.
Oh, so you'll get there.
Doug, we're hoping to. I mean, that's my goal.
Okay.
And then you slap a couple of sponsorships on there. Next thing you know, monetizing. Hello.
Can you do that? Can you get sponsors on a Facebook page?
Well, we have actually. We've had sponsors request utilizing the fan page to market and then came away and couldn't believe the response they got. So it is actually a medium to utilize.
And what products were these sponsors selling?
Remember the gentleman who was trying to rent out his condo or home in Northern California?
Yeah.
And he couldn't believe it. And really? This guy's he's a managing partner in the business. He couldn't believe the response the fan page got him. And he tracked the thing like, he'd send these graphs over based on what I would post to, and then the spike in contact he'd get. At FanPage, Doug, chock full of disposable income.
Oh, I'm sure.
And loyal listeners. That's why we should treat our listeners with a little bit more respect, because if not for them, we wouldn't have jobs.
Well, you hear the questions
questions. They're just wondering. I mean, listen, if a guy has fantasized about having a cute stepfather, what other show can he call in and ask that on?
What's Charlie Brennan doing this morning? He's probably got 5 minutes to tackle that issue. I don't know. Why us? Why always us?
It's just ironic because last night I saw Daddy's Home and Will Ferrell was the adorable stepfather. In a battle for his children's affection with Marky Mark.
Oh. Marky Post?
Mark Wahlberg. You think he's cute, Doug?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't really think much about those things.
Doug, the heart wants what the heart wants.
And what
if
do you want?
Cucky and them want a stepdad to make them happy, I think Godspeed.
And this is at the expense of their parents getting a divorce. They're not just saying I'm
I'm an orphan or something, and I'd like a stepfather, saying I'd like my parents to get divorced.
I'm certainly not condoning a divorce, but I am condoning true love. And if they're in love with their stepfather, then so be it.
You may step down,
the direction that this show has taken.
The listeners have questions. We have answers. 314-880-0808. Doug, you said, hey, man, I'd really like to get tight and rewarding so we can hang out at the Brentwood Forest Pool. And the way to do that, you got to wage this war from two fronts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, you can go to the gym if you would like, but if you eat a bunch of crap throughout the course of the day, it's going to be counterproductive. So if you really, truly want to get tight and rewarding, you got to go to the gym. You got to work out, but you also have to eat right, and Metabolic Meals is the way to go. I have been enjoying Metabolic Meals since 2010, and I recommend them wholeheartedly to our audience. MyMetabolicMeals.com, and now MyMetabolicMeals.com, you can pick the meals you have delivered to you. They're organic, they're gluten-free, they're delicious, they're high in protein, and I've been enjoying them for 6 years. I recommend them to our audience, 855-355-MEAL. 855-355-MEAL. Let them know the Ryan Kelly Morning After sent you, and I assure you, you will be happy with the results. I wouldn't have the time nor the interest in going to the grocer and picking out the ingredients and then attempting to try and cook something healthy. Metabolic Meals does it. It's organic. It's very high in protein. They're delicious. I recommend them like the Dickens. It's Metabolic Meals online at MyMetabolicMeals.com. You can see the meals you have to choose from there. They're delivered to your door, and all you do is reheat them. And so now you've got your dinner in a matter of like a minute 40, I think is usually what it takes, Doug. A minute 40.
About a minute 40.
855-355-MEAL. Metabolic Meals. Yeah, Mike.
Hello.
Yeah, well, hello, Mike.
You know, yesterday I went to the store with Jessica. Somebody saw me and said, who was that girl with you?
Really?
Bruno?
What store did you go to?
Walmart, meet all Jessica.
Right. All right.
What'd you buy?
Buy something, and I talked to Penny last night.
Huh. Okay, how's she doing?
She's all right, said still love me.
Great.
So.
What'd you buy at Walmart?
I'll buy something, I'll meet Jessica, and she's going to be my house today.
Very nice. Huh. What are you going to do at your house?
Spend time.
Boy, well, this purchase is a real secret.
No, well, it sounds like things are going well, Mike.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell Penny that.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah, I'd keep that quiet.
Hey, Doc.
Yeah.
You know what I do this Saturday?
What are you doing this Saturday?
I was dating you. I seen you take new underwear. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. You're dating whose underwear?
Your wife.
I'm putting him down! Put him down!
It's terrible.
Mike Lee has been suspended.
It makes it worse when you don't hear that he just said something that he shouldn't know.
I didn't hear it really.
And then you ask him to repeat it.
I didn't hear it really the first time. I hope he hears that his name just went into the Llewellyn's Pub suspension logule. They have, after all, six locations.
Yo, Timmy, I went to that Lesher's Flowers yesterday. Good people. That's the Barnhart Brawler, who may, for the record, the cat while you were at Wrigley Field, be fighting Timberfake. They've both agreed to it. Now, you might be surprised to hear this. Timberfake sometimes says something and then doesn't follow up.
Disagree.
But they have both expressed interest. The Brawler says he will do it if he is properly compensated, which I totally respect.
Oh.
Hey, man, is business.
What does the Brawler weigh in at?
I don't know. Brawler, call in.
I would guess
buck 60, give or take 5 pounds.
So he might have a little weight advantage on Timberfake, because Timberfake goes around.
I don't remember exactly how large Barnhart Brawler was.
I thought you guys took a steam.
No, we didn't. No. I don't know. But I would guess in the 160.
Seems like you might have.
And you would cheer for Timberfake in this fight.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So this is the cat. There's a fascinating dynamic to this bout. And we're talking about having it at the Dome. Not sure it's big enough. But the people who hate Timberfake tend to be, this isn't an absolute statement, so there's no need to now send in a text saying, I'm 28 and I hate Timberfake. I'm aware, but majority of the angry messages I get regarding Timberfake come from older people. And they also, more often than not, tend to be on the conservative side. Meanwhile, the Barnhart Brawler, I think, is like 25, 26, but he is perhaps the most liberal listener we have. Mm-hmm. And so then these older conservative listeners have a decision to make. Do they cheer for the liberal or do they cheer for Timberfake? And that's going to be fun to find out.
Whoa, wow. Watch the voice.
Well, wait a minute. I'm old.
And you love Timberfake 2.0.
Because it's Timberfake 2.0. It's a different ballgame. This is a more mature, a more rational, a more reasoned Timberfake, still entertaining.
And he's a scrappy champion, I'll tell you that.
Well, he's got heavy hands, Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stephen Wildwood says the brawler looks to have a mini boiler up front. What does that mean?
You get a little bit of a gut.
Really?
A boiler is a gut.
I didn't notice that.
I didn't notice it either.
Accurate. Is a plane taking off or something?
I think so. It's not an old prop plane. Somebody's got an old prop plane. I near taxiing on the runway right now. You suppose the listeners can hear that?
Wonder.
I can sure hear it.
Here's Big Al, Doug.
Oh, hello, Al. Hello, Big Al. Hello,
what
Al.
Up, boys?
Yeah, not
What's up,
much.
Big Al?
Hey, Timberfake, I hope you pound that dude's head. I can't stand brawlers. Brawler, you're going to eat your ass whipped, and I'm probably going to be in Timberfake's corner, and I'll probably jump in the ring like the WWE at one point, because I hope the heck he pounds you, brawler. You always run your mouth about me. Well, we're going to see what comes down, because I'm going to give him a few tips, and I'm going to slip something in his glove and maybe give him some stuff like Kamala did to throw in your face. So you better be ready for anything, brawler, because I'm in the corner and I really don't like you, and that's pretty rare.
Huh.
How are you, Doug?
I'm fine. Well, why don't you like the brawler? Because of his political wackiness?
Oh, he's... Well, first off, he's... Yeah, that's just the beginning of it. Hillary Clinton licking her feet like Jada. That's just... Go ahead. Oh, Timberfake. Man, I'm going to... I can't wait to see this go down. But what's going on, Kat?
Just kind of making your way around the room. I like this.
Hi, Big Al. How are you, buddy?
I can't believe we swept the Cubs. I was in Huntsville wearing my Cardinal jersey because I always represent no matter where I go.
Well, you're welcome.
Kansas City Hall of Fame, Chicago, it doesn't matter. New York City, I sport my colors. I don't care. Somebody say something to me.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Hello, Big Al.
I can't believe we did that, Cat. What the hell came over us?
Well, I had to talk to a few guys and just say, look, guys, I've been giving out the spirit wins. Let's get some real ones up in there.
No, I think Matheny said, hey, boys, Big Al was on Cam Wex ripping me because how silly I am with my manifesto of how to F up a bullpen in 10 easy steps and the pressure's on me because I know Mo listens to him and probably Bill DeWitt to a certain point. So, boys, you're going to have to pull up your bootstraps like Doug Vaughn says and go out there and win a few games. Mm-hmm. Take the pressure off me because I believe I heard Big Al say we may be about 19 games out after this road trip. Well, St. Louis, you ready to hear this? Yeah. I was wrong again. I was wrong. Clip that off, Tim.
Plow Mariner, please get that one.
Hey, Tim, what's going on with the business deal? Hush, hush still?
It's about as opposite of hush, hush as possible, since, unfortunately, the FCC attorney neglected to redact the personal services contract. So, that's fun.
Hey, Caesar, pipe down until we give you the real reason to write something, okay? I know you're kind of bored over there, but quit spinning in your chair and writing bad stuff about my boy.
Well, it's not necessarily bad. It's a lovely deal, but some people have contacted me, and they're mad at Dan Caesar, and I have to say, in fairness on that, the document's a public document. Say, if you'd like to read my contract, it's up on the FCC website.
God.
And that's the issue, and that happened 16 days ago, and so my rage is really more back on 16 days ago. But yeah, it was not a fun day.
Let's be honest, Dino's not in town anymore, so Dan had to write something. You know, he had to find something to write.
Yeah, Dino, there was a real winner. I called into that loser one time when I told him, I said, I don't know who in the hell you think you are, but I'm going to tell you something, pal. You keep running your mouth like that, and you're going to end up getting hurt. And I know everybody in this town to make it happen.
Wow.
You know Hitchman?
Oh, Big Al, call me. Call back. I love you. I love that kind of stuff. Call me back, Big Al. I said, yeah, why don't you, never mind. Doug will suspend me, and it won't even be about him.
Mm-hmm. You know Hitchman, though? You know Hitchman?
I didn't know you knew Hitchman. I know Brian Hitchman. He works in South Dakota.
Different fellow. Timmy, what about Big Hurt?
Big Hurt. I've met Big Hurt.
He'll Frank take Thomas? Care of whatever I need, Doug.
Frank Thomas will take care of things?
No. Well, no. He looks like him. I'll send a picture in. He was guarding a guy that just got drafted. I don't know NBA, Timmy, so I'll send it to you. But he was guarding the guy the other night. So
plus Rocky Spezzato just joined the fan. Yeah, so he's a handyman.
Actually,
too.
And you know what's funny, Cat? I'm going to send that in to you too. You know who else he was guarding, and that's funny as hell. Rocky Madden on Channel 2. Rocky Madden.
Rocky Madden has a bodyguard?
Yeah.
Some of the local news stations need somebody to hang around them when they do live.
Really?
Shows.
Are you serious?
Hurt sent me a picture. He goes, look who I guarded. I swear to God, it was Rocky Madden. So, Doug, you might need to look into security because you got creeps like Brawler crawling around, running in their mouth, and who knows what they're going to do to you. So, you might need a Big Hurt services.
Barnhart Brawler just texted and he said, "Hey, Big Al, calm down and tell another BS story and try not to have another heart attack."
Yeah. First off, I've never had a heart attack. Second of all, my stories are so good, I don't have to BS. Third off, Brawler, why don't you go take a dump and get ready to get your ass beat? How about that? So I'll let you guys go, and you have a good day, and I'm back, and I sent a picture in to Timmy. I'm letting him show it. It's my big rocket. I landed some business down in Huntsville.
Did you?
So suck on that, Brawler. Ah. We're gonna have some more defense work and run up all your taxes. How about that?
Wow.
And that's called getting a job and paying for things. That's called taxes to defend our country, Brawler. So stupid people like you can have an opinion that even though it's screwed up, you can still have it.
Yeah.
See you, Cat.
Thank you for your service, Al. Big Al.
I think I told you when I came back from San Jose that I worked with a photographer from the San Francisco market, and he told me that they are no longer allowed to go shoot news stories in Oakland without an armed guard. Every time they go there, they must have a armed
because
guard
with them. Because of dangerous areas in Oakland?
All over Oakland.
Wow.
People have been breaking into news trucks, stealing cameras,
really?
Laptops. They had a reporter and photographer robbed at gunpoint while they were setting up to do a live shot. So they cannot go anywhere without an off-duty policeman with a gun at his hip there to protect them.
Yeah, a few bad eggs.
Yeah, that's what it's come to.
Yeah, but this show is still great.
Yep.
Seemed like you were trying to hit us with a downer, Doug.
You reality.
Cardinals in Seattle tonight as the Tour de Soar continues on a road trip that will see the Cardinals accomplish many great things.
They would have won six in a row on the road, right?
Yeah.
You go back to the sweep in Pittsburgh, three in Chicago.
It's an odd thing. Nothing they are doing this season makes any sense. It could have been predicted anyway.
The Cubs lost again last night, by the way.
Great on the road. Lots of power.
Well, what about this,
struggle,
Doug?
Defense
12
struggle.
Consecutive quality starts.
Yeah. Take that, dirty rat.
Right. Well, if they continue to get pitching anywhere close to that, they might just make it interesting.
Tim, I tweeted you an FF at Forest Park last night. Turned into an FFFFF. That's right, five Fs. I got to go look at this. I got to go look at my Twitter mentions, which is always a good time. But last night, Bernie Miklas tweeted... I don't know what he tweeted. Did you see this, the cat?
No.
Because it involved your cohort, the great Dan McLaughlin. And what did he say? He said to Dan McLaughlin, "You need to come on the show once a week. We can talk porn and all of the stuff that the kids like. # media views."
That's what Bernie.
Bernie tweeted.
So that seems like it's a shot at us.
I don't know. I didn't mean it came out of nowhere. I have a fine relationship with Bernie, as I said. I guess it was last year. I tried to hire him. For F's sake. So anyway, people start tweeting that at me, and then they're obviously wanting to stir the pot, and I understand people like that stuff. It's titillating for whatever reason. But then again, this whole thing apparently is titillating, and God only knows what the reason for that is. So I texted Bernie, and I said, "Is everything cool?" And he said, "Yeah, I was joking around. Dan said he would come on the audience and bore everybody to sleep, so I was trying to be light, and it was taken the wrong way, and so on and so forth." So anyway, that's what happened. Just for the record, Doug. You never know on these Twitter tweets, Doug. You don't know on the Twitter tweets.
No,
you just block people.
I block people that are mean-spirited or vile. Yeah, I don't need to deal with that.
Guys, I'd like to fight Big Al in the senior division undercard. I'll beat that Hoosier down. That's from Brother Hebert. He's the vice president of marketing for We Are Live.
Is he? All right. And he wants to take that. How old is he?
Brother Hebert?
Yeah.
I think he said he's 40.
Well, Big Al is more like, I don't know exactly, but I'd guess 50-something.
50-something. I think it's good that we do have
be in the same age group.
We do have a fight card to work on because that's exciting for the show. And we're still talking about fights from, 6 years ago?
Right.
So it's about time.
Mm-hmm. Timberfake seems like he's ready.
Big Al just sent in a picture of himself next to a rocket.
All right. Well, he was down there in Huntsville.
That's right.
Doing...
I think Big Al must have a really good job. He vacations all over the place.
He certainly has a lot of leisure time.
He sure does. You know, I wonder if they have any openings there.
How come you don't say leisure? I like leisure. Yeah, it makes it seem more luxurious. Leisure. Say leisure, Doug.
Leisure. I had a leisure suit. It was not a leisure suit.
All right.
Did you ever have a leisure suit? I bet you did. You're old enough to have had a leisure suit.
Yeah, I had one when I was like a sophomore in high school.
Yeah.
I also had puka shells around my neck.
Mine was canary yellow.
Bet you look good.
With a brown silk shirt underneath it.
That is a nice look. It's wonderful to have our listeners as involved as that. These Fridays are just turning into press conferences, and I think that's wonderful.
Pretty much.
I like it. What do we got? What do we have here?
I got ants at our brand new house.
Well, whether the house is new or old, it doesn't matter. The ants have always been there, and they will always be there. Yes.
How do you stop them? Because they're crawling in. We don't have a deck yet going off our back door, and they're coming in through there.
Okay,
and
I got the answer. Hold on. I got the answer, Adam. I'm trying to help you. Yeah. Tim, do we have a current sponsor of any sort of pest control?
I don't believe we do.
Okay, then I'm going to say Rottler. Go to call Rottler. They'll come and they'll treat it, and you'll be fine.
I can't afford to call somebody, so I was just wondering if you guys knew any like in-home things. Because my wife thought vinegar would work, and that didn't work. And then she thought cinnamon would work, so now there's cinnamon and vinegar all over our floor, and there's ants all over it.
Yeah, that's only going to draw them in.
Can you at least afford to go to a store and buy some spray?
For you, dude. Listen, I'm trying to figure out. Hey, Tim.
Yeah, Adam.
When you talk about porn stars, it seems like you like always ignore like the old greats. You know, like your Evangelinas or your Gianna Michaels or your Sophie D's. I just feel like you're leaving them out. You got these new starlets, which is fine. But these girls have been putting in work since 2001.
No, Tim had a couple 70-year-olds in studio not too long ago.
The wonderful Seca and Kitten Navidad.
And it was Jennings. One of the most uncomfortable things I've ever witnessed in my life.
But also very hot at the same time. It was a dueling
Tim emotion. Trying to portray that there was still some sort of attractiveness remaining and there wasn't.
Jay liked it.
Yeah, he did. Because they had
I feel like Stoya makes too much eye contact.
Doug, do you think Stoya makes...
I have no idea what he's talking about. Who is Stoya?
Stojakovic, NBA player.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Doug, can I have like $50 to go to Home Depot to get some ant stuff?
No, you may not.
Tomorrow, can you give me $50?
I just answered that.
Have you ever met Adam, Doug?
No.
So you're going to get to meet Adam tomorrow.
Well, hopefully not.
What about on Sunday? Can you give him $50 on Sunday?
No, it won't take
$50. Can you give it to Greg?
It'll take about...
Can you give it to Greg and he can give it to me?
No. It'll take, $5 or $6 for you to go buy some ant spray.
Adam, we just got this text. Brand new house, but he can't afford to maintain it. I'm looking forward to the foreclosure. That comes from the 314.
Wow, that's harsh.
Well, I couldn't afford the down payment, so I had to get down payment assistance. I don't know how they expect me to pay for fertilizer and ant repellent and everything else. That's why my yard looks like crap.
Well, if you can't afford the house, you shouldn't have moved into it.
Don't tell me what to do. I'm going to vote for Hillary because I want to, not because your old ass is going to tell me what to do.
Well, somebody needs to tell you what to do if you bought a house that you can't afford.
I'm a 27-year-old. They're going to approve me for $250,000. I'm going to buy a house that's the maximum.
Well, I don't care how old you are. If you don't have the income to support it, you shouldn't have bought the house.
Oh, whatever. You're going to give me advice on Channel 4.
No, I'm giving it to you right here.
$590.
If you can't afford the house, don't buy it. I don't care if you're 80.
The worst station on local television, Channel 4, KMOV, it's a piece of crap station.
Put him down! Put him down! Put him down!
Tease Farm has all bug control per Mitch the Sex Kitten.
Tease Farm sponsor of the NFL.
Adam has been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
I think he deserved that one.
And I'm going to make an exception. He is not eligible for the spring training trip.
Boy, that would ruin the spring training trip for you, wouldn't it?
Others are.
See, you just said that he shouldn't have bought too much house, and then he attacked your workplace, which had nothing to do with the discussion.
Right,
so, Doug, I think for once.
It's the first suspension you approved.
Yeah.
That's what started the housing crisis in 08. Give him a house, no down payment, can't afford it. Oh, well, it's the American dream. We all deserve that, whether we can afford it or not.
Maybe,
wrong.
Maybe you give him 50 bucks.
I'm not giving him 50 bucks.
Guys, why am I blocked from the TMA fan page right after I requested to join? I'm not using a fake name. That's pretty obvious. That comes from Jim Cantore's rolled up sleeves.
Blocking
is not the answer to
yes,
everything, Doug.
If you're going to be anonymous so you can rip people, blocking. You know, why would these people get anonymity and get free reign to say whatever they want when everybody else plays by the rules?
I played by the rules and you blocked me.
Well, because you were mean-spirited.
I was not.
Yes, you were.
It was something like, we get it.
You don't even know when you're mean-spirited.
We get it. You can afford ice cream or something like that.
No, it wasn't.
You don't even remember what it was.
I was so, it was so mean-spirited that I had to block you. I didn't want to, but I did.
Sometimes you're a little overzealous. With Adam, I think you had a case.
Discipline is the thing.
Guys, Big Al needs to stop worrying about fighting the Barnard Brawler and start worrying about fighting off early-onset dementia. Thank you. Lefty Jacksman.
I disagree with that.
I do, too. It's a Big fine Al's American.
Caller Adam brought up a number of great points before, unfortunately, attacking my former employer and Doug's current employer. And we want that on the record that we condemn those statements from caller Adam. But he did bring up a good point regarding
that two foxes better, just a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't hear him say that, but I was under an overpass. He brought up the adult film star thing. People ask me for my current Mount Rushmore. That's what I'm getting paid for. I'm not asked for my Mount Rushmore in 2001. I can give it to you.
No.
I can give it to you.
Okay.
Why don't you just do it on the TMA fan page?
Well, but we have a sponsor now, Bomber O'Brien's. And then 2001, it would have been Cassidy, Chasey Lane, although at that point it seemed like she might have been getting into things.
Mm-hmm.
Janine Linda Mulder, of course. And I guess I would go with Jenna Jameson. I know that's very mainstream, but I feel like it's right, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, the Plowmaner pulls audio for us. And what did you conduct interviews? What is this? You spoke with some adult film stars and asked where they will be in 10 years?
No, just looking for more fun with audio, and I kind of hit a couple points. Porn stars, I know that's right up your alley. It's decent. They're a little odd. I didn't hear about half of these porn star names. I think they're like kind of underground porn stars. I've never at least heard of them. So yeah, they had like a 4-minute bid on what they would think they would, where they think they would be in 10 years after porn. And, we can play it if you would like, Tim.
Yeah. I assume this, of course, is clean and meets FCC standards.
I believe
I
got all
that's I only need to hear a yes, but if it's not a yes, then we don't play it.
We can play it.
Doug, the confidence level of the Plowmariner is,
you know, it's wavering. Go ahead. If you'd like to play it, play it. Hit the lever, Plowsy.
Ugh, I don't want to say how old I'll be in 10 years. All right, 46-year-old. Who's going to want to look at that? I mean, I don't know. I want to look at it.
I see myself in 10 years as a well-known porn star that has achieved the respect and quality that in as a porn star, like knowing the scene and knowing that people can depend on me. Building up my reputation in the industry.
In 10 years, I will probably still be in porn. I'm a lifer. I'm just hoping that at that point, you know, I'm not doing gilf porn. Maybe I'll be a street sweeper. I would be a really good street sweeper, especially if I got to drive those weird cleanup trucks. I kind of have a weird boner for them.
Okay, that's enough.
Sounded
like
that second part when she was talking about how she wanted to be one of the best porn stars. She was actually had whipped cream on her boobs at the time.
I hope it was whipped cream.
Sounded like a couple of doctoral candidates at Dartmouth discussing what type of medicine they're interested in studying. I mean, just brilliant ladies.
This is where
just
Tim says really they're funny and smart and starts laughing uncontrollably.
Yeah, you could tell just how brilliant they were.
Doug, that's fun with audio.
Okay.
That was like lemming fun with audio. Mm-hmm. That should be a separate category. Fun with audio is anything that might be fun with audio. Lemming fun with audio is anything that Plowsy thinks Tim will like.
This is like a cat video. Like Doug understands when it's a slow news day, you just run squirrels water skiing and
sure.
cat videos.
Oh, yeah. So this is going to be a thing now? This is we're gonna
sponsored.
That segment right there was sponsored. The guy paid for that.
No. Bomber O'Brien's, Eddie at Bomber O'Brien's and Maggie O'Brien's came up with the idea. This was not created by the sales staff, which came up with the idea for the Llewellyn suspension logue, which you hate.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Because those people now are eligible to win a trip to spring training.
Right, and could be right next to us.
Congratulations and shame on you.
So this was created by the sponsor for the show and therefore was run by me, and I thought that was a wonderful idea on the part of Eddie McVeigh. And therefore, we will, and I'm going to use the word, inject it into our content.
Okay.
It's sponsored. It's going to put food on your table.
The table. Okay.
So thank you, Lana
Rose.
This
way, if we're dismayed by anything, Tim says, hey, it's sponsored.
Yep.
Okay.
It's on the captain's log.
All right.
Yep. The Lakeview Resort captain's log, sir. Wonderful.
Well, I like that Lakeview Resort.
Yep.
Happy that they're part of the captain's.
You vacationing anywhere in the Hamptons with your family this year, boy?
I don't know. That's still kind of up in the air, depending on.
I am.
Works.
Where are you going?
All Star break.
Yeah, I'm in Hilton Head in the All Star break too.
Jersey Shore.
Maybe we'll just play best of. You always go to Jersey Shore All Star break, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
My brother's getting married in Hilton Head. I cannot wait. So happy for him.
Right there on the beach.
No, but Harbortown Golf Course, where they have that PGA event.
Huh? Better start getting size for a tux now.
Oh, I just wear Emmanuel Lewis's. It's fine.
You bought it.
Right. I did. Yeah, that just shows, you know, how hard I ball.
I would think that'd be a real challenge to organize a wedding 1,000
like
miles
be,
away.
It's going to be 13 people. That's it.
Oh. Well.
And they want, like, they really would rather not even do that.
Yeah.
They're just as laid back as it gets.
Smaller weddings are more fun. It's been my experience.
My experience was the wedding we had in Sanibel. It was like 60 people. It was just the greatest weekend ever with all of our close friends there, family. It was the best.
We did
no
like,
BS.
We did 75 in Vegas.
Yeah,
it was
right.
a good size.
Ought
good
four. Way. Ought three.
Four.
Nice.
Hmm. Yeah, Doug, yours? What big wedding?
In Miami?
Yeah. yeah.
Was it in Miami?
Yeah.
Oh, also
a couple
hard.
Hundred, I guess.
Celebs in attendance? Come
no.
on, there was probably.
Maurice Gibb.
No, Maurice Gibb was not at the wedding.
Landon Donovan?
Of course not. I don't believe there was a celebrity there. No, you really think that there would have been a celebrity-packed wedding?
Well,
why would I have a celebrity-packed wedding?
Because back when you were in Florida, you had a lot of interactions. Ernie Hudson from Ghostbusters, he was the best man. He was Doug's best man.
Well, you've had interactions with celebrities in your job. Do they come to your wedding?
I don't want to brag.
Who was at your wedding?
Adrian Zmed.
Oh, he
was. Was he really?
He wasn't.
I'm kind of a Zmed head.
Celebrity-free get-together.
Tim, bemoaning the Dan Caesar column makes you look weak. You should embrace it. It makes you look like a star. I don't want my private financial deal for that particular company public. That's all. It was a mistake. It wasn't supposed to happen. As a matter of fact, I had a confidentiality clause put in there because I knew that there would be this purgatory period between then and the time that we would go to KFNS should everything get upgraded as is required by the deal. And unfortunately, an attorney failed to redact the personal services contract. So,
but there's no
that's,
doubt.
That's all. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a great thing for our company and for our show and for the station and all of that. But, you know, that's private stuff. Would everybody else want their personal financial information?
No.
There? No.
But it does.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm not. But I want to make clear, I'm not mad at Dan Caesar about that because it's a public document now, and so anybody can go access it. That's the unfortunate part. I know nobody did it with malice, but once that's out there, I know that's titillating information.
But it does underscore
it's
the fact that
horrifying
you're,
to me and embarrassing as F.
But you are wealthier than anyone who might call in, for example, the Shrewsbury Seminaries.
Yeah, I think this is another guy that wants to go on a date.
Oh boy, hello, Shrewsy.
What's up, fellas?
Not much. You sound tired again.
I had the original double date plan with Tim, I'm just going to say.
You did. And how'd that go?
Can I ask you this? Did Tim become more attractive now that he's on the brink of a very lucrative financial transaction?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get a Denali out of the deal. So
you go to Gateway Buick GMC for that. Doug, now you're going to get the van there.
So it's not a van. It's an SUV.
I thought you were getting a van.
No.
That was
a big
van.
Conversion van that you liked.
Oh, that big blue conversion van. Oh, gosh, yeah, that's still there. But I'm shopping for a Buick Enclave.
This is like the beginning of On Golden Pond.
I'm actually shopping for a Buick Enclave. I told you that 2 days ago. That's what I was talking about. Not the.
Have you found one yet, Doug?
I have not, no.
Tell us a Kirkwood Cardinal story.
Tell us a Kirkwood Cardinal story?
Yeah, that's right, boy.
It's not story time, boy.
I like it when Doug and the callers call each other boy. It's very cool.
All right, I'll see you Saturday, Timmy. God bless.
Well, what kind of a call was that?
Just checking in.
I have so many damn dates tomorrow. I'm playing in the wiffle ball tournament, and then we're going to my parents' neighbor's garage.
Well, you can't live any larger than that.
Yeah, you have a lot of dates mixed in, though. There will be quick dates.
Yeah.
Doug, you've been in that garage.
I like
it's a great cocktail lounge.
Yes, I enjoy
the garage.
Why
do you call it garage?
Because it's a garage.
It's a garage.
Oh, really? Is that a South City thing that I say garage? Is it? I don't know.
It's garage, not garage.
You're probably right, but I've always said garage. You're right. I got to tell you, what's the, Plow Mariner, what's the proper pronunciation of the building behind a hill?
Oh, here we go. Whatever you say, Tim.
I like more of a man shed.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
That's what we like to call them in Canton, man sheds, sheds.
A lot of times the building isn't behind the home. That's
in South City, it is.
Yeah,
yes.
Back there by the alley.
Yes.
I think you have a problem with the word garage because you live in a neighborhood that doesn't have many.
I can pronounce carports perfectly. Wow, he pronounces carports.
The
very
problem
well.
with the garage being
how
behind,
do you say it?
I said garage being
he
behind
says it properly
behind the house is that like if you've got groceries and everything and it's raining, what do you do?
Oh yeah.
Now, oh, let me get this, Doug. So you have a garage where you can walk right. You just drive
attached.
Right in. Huh?
You betcha. Drive right in. It's attached to the house. You betcha.
Thank you, KMOV.
Well, you're living in the houses that are built how long ago? Probably in the 30s, 40s?
Oh, my parents' house. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The South City houses where you were.
My dad,
they're probably
who,
80
of course,
years old.
Is really responsible for all of this company, he grew up in St. Raphael's Parish, which is just to the south of St. Gabriel's Parish on the south side, just south of Francis Park, where we will be shipping the Wiffle Ball Tournament presented by Bud Light tomorrow. Come one, come all over my chest. And he would go over to the site while they were building the home that he wound up buying in 1989 when he was a young tyke. And I guess that's where they would hang out. So 40 years later, he bought the house.
Yeah.
And it was owned by the Del Pietro family before we bought it.
The restaurant people?
Yeah. So they've been there for 26 years, is that right? Yeah. 27 years? December 19th, 1989. That's all I know. I just remember the date. December 1989. That's when we moved. We moved from Vienna, a very small street, about a quarter mile away. Half mile away.
And this will all be on the tour of Tim's former homes.
I would like to see Tam Avenue renamed Timothy Michael McKernan Way.
Yep.
I feel like that should happen.
Plaque in front of your house?
Well, the letters are already there, okay? And I'm surprised it hasn't happened, kind of like the honorary degree from Missouri to let you say, okay, we're going to knock off those final 8 credit hours for you.
Yeah. It's an oversight, I'm sure, on
the
part of the
like
city.
They have a lot of leisure time down there. I'm sorry, leisure time in Columbia right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a way to endear themselves to the whites, have me go and get an honorary degree.
Sure.
Guys, the Plow Platypus, that's the name. I don't understand. That's from the 636.
I don't know either.
Tim, you have to choose. I'm not playing second fiddle to those young floozies. It's me and you making out in front of our wives or nothing. Steve, Wildwood.
Well, yeah. Those are your terms.
Tough choices.
The cat, it's garage, like Dodge. I've lived in the county since 1973.
It is not garage.
Garage. You're saying some people say it with one syllable as opposed
well,
to two?
That's what Tim does.
Garage.
No,
I don't know, man. I'm a hood rat.
Like grudge, except it's garage, not garage.
Okay.
Hey, Tim, I purchased a lovely Bosch dishwasher at the appliance discounters yesterday. Am I out of line and expecting a complimentary sniffing of Doug's studio-worn Dockers as a reward for supporting the sponsors? It's from the Franklin County Kingpin.
I think he'd probably be out of line with that. But it's polite of him to ask, at least.
Why don't
there
you
are
just
some who wouldn't have.
You got a pair of Dockers you're not wearing anymore. Send them over. Here's your reward.
And they need
Don't
to
you
be,
like to say that? Here's your reward.
Studio worn.
Yeah.
Tim, I always thought Tam Avenue stood for Timothy / Anna Marie McKernan. I guess it does.
Wow, isn't that
I guess it does.
More Boy, living behavior, thinking about that.
To even have that thought cross your mind is...
eliminating.
It's total. Yeah.
It just seems like it's gotten out of, so out of control.
Well, not I mean, by the fan pin, Doug. They love you on the fan pin. John Vaughn posts and they're like the Dickens.
Does he?
Yeah. I think Greg Vaughn's in there too, but he doesn't post.
Are they posting vileness?
No, not at all.
What's the name of his wiffle ball team? Seemed a little vile.
John Vaughn's? I don't think he's on one.
What did you say it was?
Well, somebody said it was Billick and Butt Play, but no. I don't know that that's him.
I think it is. I think he told me that was it.
And how'd that make you feel as a parent?
Well, I think a couple of the guys he's playing with go to SLU. I think that's where that came from.
And they're into ass play.
Probably. If that's the name of the team, I couldn't have any other explanation for it. Disappointed in him.
Hey, Tim, any way that STL Today can get a new picture of you, can you furnish? Because they use that same one where you got that little smirk on your face.
And it's about 15 years old, too.
I think it is, like, for real, 10 years old.
Yeah.
I don't know. We've had a number of new pictures shot. I don't know. I don't know what to say about the whole thing.
That's what's in the file there at STL Today.
But, I mean, I know that we've sent it back. Read the comments under the article. That's always fun for me psychologically.
Can you send them a new one with you holding stacks of money? That's what I'd like to see.
Let's see. Some people have posted free dotum. A number of people have posted free dotum, including a lady, Doug.
Well,
Becky from
again,
the fan page.
The name says lady. Can you be sure?
No,
anybody?
I know Becky. I mean, I've gotten to know Becky. I don't know her personally, but we've exchanged messages. She went to Harvard.
All right.
How about that? Our listeners go to Ivy League schools.
Absolutely.
Sure they do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, why'd you say it like...
Well, you believe what all these listeners say and what they post? You believe what these people are saying?
Man, Becky's smart.
Well, anyway, I mean, what did they post? They posted free dotum. You're asking Tim if he believes that she posted free dotum. Yes.
Then a gentleman what with a fake profile post. That's the thing about the STL Today comment section, outside of very open-minded thinking, is that they went to... Facebook, because they were getting so many bigoted comments, as most comment sections all over the country and probably the world are, because, again, the cloak of anonymity. So then people like, oh, you're going to have to use your real name on Facebook, but then the bigots would go and create the 2016 version of the white sheet, which is a fake Facebook profile, and then they go in there and then they still spew their hatred toward minorities.
Well, creating things. A fake Facebook profile, you can do other things like posting that Jim Hayes is the best one on the show.
Now that's Freedom Rings
2016.
Right.
I don't know who that is.
Could be anybody.
Could be anyone.
Yeah, we don't know who that is. Probably a media critic somewhere.
I'll jump on the message boards on STL Today, and I mean he will.
Yeah, it seemed like a slip up.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
So you're mad about the picture? I have hair there.
I'm not.
I have hair.
I'm not mad about the picture. I'm just saying they could use a new one. You got a little smirk on your face, like, how you like me now?
How you like me now? I'm 5'1".
There's a million reasons why you don't like me now. How you doing?
God. I haven't screamed. I don't know why I don't really raise my voice all that often, but I don't. And I was screaming on the Las Vegas Strip. That's what I was doing on the phone.
Screaming on this.
I was on the phone. I was playing in a tournament at the Venetian, and I see that thing come out 16 days ago, and I got on the phone with a couple of people who were involved in the deal, and I said, how in the hell, not in that polite, did this get out? Plus, on top of it, they said that I bought it. I didn't. They made it sound like the deal was starting up. And the reason why, first off, I obviously don't want private information out there, but it's out there. There's nothing I can do about it. But the thing that really, because I've been on the side of it, we've all been there. If you work in broadcasting, when you know there's a change, then there's anxiety, and there's a number of people involved, both here and 590, and they have families, and you got to start going, okay, well, what's going to happen? And then the problem is, since it's not official, I don't know. You know, Randy Markell, who owns KFNS, isn't going to be walking around 920 managing, just like I'm not going to be walking around 590 manage it until it's official. So it's a bad spot
that the thing got out there. That's why. So.
I remember the last time you yelled at me. We had Thurston.
I don't think that's ever happened.
Yeah, it did happen on the air. We had Joe Thurston on, and I didn't reset.
Okay, you're right. Well, you can understand why I would scream about that.
Know the principles of the business.
Just give an opinion and scream. I got to come up with a straw man for the 9 o'clock hour. But first,
what?
Brett Boone's going to join us, Doug. He's the former Mariners second baseman, three-time All-Star, plus the author of Home Game, Big League Stories from My Life in Baseball's First Family. That comes your way next in the Tease Farms 9 o'clock hour, along with our Lakeside Roofing Exit Poll, Bird Early Cutlery Cuts of the Week, and our email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning.